everyone. Here with another podcast. This time, this scrambled movie ranting will not be about a full feature-length film or movie. Today will be about something different and special to me when it comes to sweets and chocolate. I think when anyone sees a short film, you'll get the feeling and reaction and understand what I'm talking about. Okay, I guess it's a movie because it's a short movie on YouTube and was more of a short documentary. And tell yourself, yeah, this should definitely be a full feature-length film. And I think it'd even be better than Willy Wonka's movies or Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. So guys, it's more specifically by this one YouTube channel called Great Big Story. And the video is called The Pastry Chef Adding to Japan's 400 Plus Flavors of Kit Kat. Again, I'm referring to the famous Kit Kat chocolate that we all love. Other than the fact that this video is amazing and awesome, I don't know, guys. It's just so beautiful that Japan does awesome stuff with anything, especially anything and everything from the chocolate. And even the packaging that you end up caring about these Kit Kats, you don't just see it as a regular chocolate bar anymore. But more so, even the meaning that you care a great deal about them, care a great deal about them. From what I understand, you can give them a sign of good luck during exam seasons, which I think we all need. You know, which to me, it's amazing. It's not just candy you eat. It's, you have a reason to celebrate with friends and family. And there's so much variety based on season and so many other things, guys. I don't know, guys. You know, it's just nice seeing chocolate have meaning like you did in Willy Wonka. And it kind of feels like the magic of Wonka coming to life, that where you can have it with someone and it means something special. I mean, guys, come on, there's a purple sweet bean potato, which I don't know if I'd try. Actually, yeah, I would try that. And that sounds delicious, and just curious what that even tastes like. Because I don't know if I've ever had purple sweet bean potato. Yeah, I've never had it. But yeah, I would try it. Because I'd never had before, but there's also even passion fruit, cherry blossom, cheesecake flavor, matcha, strawberry. Anything you name it. Anything you name it, etc. I can go on anything you can think of. Japanese Kit Kat has probably got a flavor of it. My apologies if I'm pronouncing this wrong. Yasusuma Takagi. Probably is the closest thing we got to a real life Willy Wonka, but I don't know. It doesn't feel like a cheap mix added into it. It really looks like there was time, love, and passion put into every Kit Kat that he makes. And for those of you who don't know, I'd have to double check and do my research, which I did, but just to make sure. He is the person who started all of this and the main chef behind Japanese Kit Kats. And you know, the fact that in this short film, you hardly see any machines. You can just tell and be glad that a soulless machine isn't making your chocolate. It's actually a human being who made it and takes into account something that AI or a machine won't do and can't do. It really feels like, you know, art that you can eat and be proud of. I don't know, guys, I think this was more of a short documentary, which, okay, I guess it is. But I have to say my favorite scene would have to be this near the ending scene where Chef Takagi eats his own Kit Kat creation. There's a huge smile on his face. And you can tell that this person has achieved real happiness and loves what he does. And that is real passion. To me, that's what a real pastry chef should be. I don't know, that's it for today, guys. So if you have some time, go get some Japanese Kit Kats from your local grocery store, and hopefully you can have You can give some to your friend during exam time. And possibly, if you find that one flavor that you love and like it, you can do well in your next exam. Maybe. I don't know. Think of it as a good luck charm you can eat. All right, that's it, guys. Have a nice day.